When a policeman steps over the line, he or she must be held as accountable as any ordinary citizen, he added. This would seem especially true in cases involving private police forces. It's clear there needs to be a buffer between the citizenry and police. Some have suggested a Civilian Review Board, CRB, might alleviate the situation. A CRB is composed of community residents with no connection to the police who meet to review public complaints about police misconduct and offer recommendations for improvements to police chiefs and lawmakers. CRBs may be an effective way to assuage fear and suspicion in a community. Members should be drawn from a broad cross-section of the population with an effort to balance race, religion, and education. But care must be taken to avoid authorities packing a CRB with police cronies and sycophants. Unfortunately, past experience with review boards has shown that they are easily co-opted by political authorities and end up supporting internal police investigations. For many years, most police agencies have opposed the notion of civilian oversight, but many thoughtful officers today are warming to the idea. Randy Ryder, writing in the police publication Officer.com, notes that CRBs have been used successfully in Georgia, particularly in the supervision of child fatalities, child abuse, and domestic violence. Initially, there was a great resistance to these boards. However, they are now accepted institutions and have created a sense of security, ensuring that these cases are investigated thoroughly. In some cases, their oversight has led to new procedures, laws, and revealed evidence not discovered prior to the review, argued Ryder. Some activists and even some review boards have been surprised to find that local department internal affairs investigations have often imposed harsher punishments than those sought by a CRB. Any police department in this country ought to be proud to have inspected any internal matter that they have investigated. It would display goodwill and instill a sense of confidence to the public, argued Ryder. After all, who are we here to protect? Are we above being held accountable? We are held to a higher standard than the average citizen. We have to be. We are in the public eye. How can we go to court and take another person's freedom if we are not?